Huddy snagged a pair of binocs from the supply room, but they turned out to be no help. The thing in the corner of Shed B was actually too close. In the glasses, it was just a blur. After 2 or 3 minutes of fiddling with the focus knob, Huddy gave up.
I'm going in there.
Arky gripped his wrist.
Jesus, no, call the Sarge, let him decide.
Huddy, who could be stubborn, shook his head.
Sarge is sleeping. His wife called and said so. You know what it means when she does that. No one hadn't ought to wake him up unless it's World War III.
What if that thing in there is World War III?
I'm not worried, Huddy said.
Which was, judging from his face, the lie of the decade, if not the century. He looked in again, hands cupped to the sides of his face, the useless binoculars standing on the pavement beside his left foot.
It's dead.
Maybe, Arky said. And maybe it's just playing possum. Huddy looked around at him.
You don't mean that.
A pause.
Do you?
I don't know what I mean and what I don't mean. I don't know if that thing's over for good or just resting up. Neither do you. What if it wants someone to go in there? You thought about that? What if it's waiting for you?
Huddy thought it over, then said, I guess in that case, it'll get what it wants.
He stepped back from the door, looking every bit as scared as Arky had looked when he came into the kitchen, but also looking set. Meaning it. Just a stubborn old Dutchman.
Arky, listen to me.
Yeah?
Carl Brundage is upstairs in the common room. Also Mark Rushing, I think, anyway. Don't bother Loving and Dispatch. I don't trust him. Too wet behind the ears. But you go on and tell the other two what's up. And get that look off your face. This is probably nothing, but a little backup wouldn't hurt.
Just in case it ain't nothing?
Right.
'Cause it might be something? Huddy nodded. You sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Huddy walked along the front of the roll-up door, turned the corner, and stood in front of the smaller door on the side. He took a deep breath, held it in for a 5 count, let it out. Then he unsnapped the strap over the butt of his pistol, a .357 Ruger back in those days.
Huddy?
Huddy jumped. If his finger had been on the trigger instead of outside the guard, he might have blown off his own foot. He spun around and saw Arky standing there at the corner of the shed, his big, dark eyes swimming in his pinched face.
Lord Jesus Christ, Huddy cried. Why the fuck are you creeping after me?
I wasn't creeping, Troop. Just walking, like normal.
Go inside. Get Carl and Mike, like I told you.
Arky shook his head. Scared or not, he had decided he wanted to be a part of what was going down. Huddy supposed he could understand. Trooper Gray did have a way of rubbing off.
All right, you dumb Swede. Let's go.